report from the BBC with me, Michael Williams. Coming up, Manchester United spoil Kenny Dalglish's return to management in the FA Cup.
Giggs with his left foot forward, Reina's beaten, and Manchester United lead by a goal to nil.
Harry Redknapp admits he's still unsure whether David Beckham will join Tottenham on loan. And in golf, Louis Oosthuizen triumphs at the Africa Open. But we start with football, and Kenny Dalglish's second era as Liverpool manager began with a 1-0 defeat at Manchester United in the third round of the FA Cup on Sunday. The BBC's Alan Green was at Old Trafford.
There was a great atmosphere with fantastic away support from the Liverpool fans, but this was a poor game, which was sadly dominated by the referee Hard Webb. His impact was immediate. Within 30 seconds, Berbatov went down under slight contact from Agger. No flag from the linesman, but Webb awarded the penalty, probably correctly. Giggs scored. Half an hour later, certainly rashly, Gerrard jumped into a challenge on Carrick. It was at least a yellow card. Webb, I'm not sure about this one, produced red. That effectively ended the game. Again, United didn't play that well, but won. They probably had a second goal in them had they needed it. Liverpool never looked like equalising.
Chelsea put their Premier League troubles to one side at Stamford Bridge with a 7-0 demolition of managerless Ipswich Town. Goals from Solomon Kalou, Nicolas Anelka, an own goal from Carlos Edwards and two from youngster Daniel Sturridge saw Chelsea to a 5-0 lead before the hour mark. Frank Lampard then added a late double, and he believes this may just be the boost they were looking for.
It's a great result, it's a great performance, I think. Some young lads come in and played tremendously well. It was a very fresh performance from the start to finish, and it's what we needed. The only thing we need to do now is obviously take that into the league. Now, it's an Ipswich team who come here probably, you know, the manager's just left, they're a Championship team. No disrespect to them, but, you know, it was came at quite a nice time for us, I suppose, to get the confidence back. And, you know, now the important stuff, as I say, is not to think that we're back, is to make sure we carry that over in the next few weeks and get a lot of wins together.
Tottenham are also through to the fourth round of the FA Cup after a convincing 3-0 home win over League One side Charlton Athletic. Nigel Adderley was watching at White Hart Lane.
A right winger making his first debut really took the eye, but with David Beckham's arrival still to be sorted out, it was 19-year-old Andros Townsend who charmed White Hart Lane. His crisp 20-yarder just after half-time settled Spurs down, following a laboured opening 45 minutes in which Charlton did well and set up what was ultimately a comfortable victory. Jermaine Defoe then quickly poached two in as many minutes just before the hour to break Charlton's resolve. More should have followed, but Spurs will be satisfied. And of course, they tend to do well in this competition when the year ends in one.
Meanwhile, it looks like David Beckham won't be playing for Tottenham in the next couple of months. Spurs have thought that the former England captain would train with them with a view to a possible loan deal. Now it seems manager Harry Redknapp is as confused as everyone else.
I don't know what's happened. You tell me. I ain't got a clue what's going on.
What you said this morning, he's only coming to trade, apparently.
Well, apparently, but then I was told before that maybe he's not, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's more to it than that. I honestly don't know. You know, I'm not sure what the issues are. I don't have nothing to do with that, really. You know, I just said I would like him to come here and play. And then, you know, suddenly there were some problems. And so, I don't know, it's sorted out above my head at the club. I have no dealings with his club whatsoever.
Manchester City have been taken to a replay after their match at Championship side Leicester City ended 2-2. To the draw for the fourth round now, and Notts County conquerors of Sunderland will play host to the winners of Manchester City and Leicester. Manchester United, meanwhile, will travel to Southampton. Chelsea must go to Everton in one of four All-Premier League matches. The others are Fulham Tottenham, Bolton against Wigan, and Aston Villa home to Blackburn. Giant killers Stevenage are at home to Reading, having dispensed of Newcastle on Saturday. Those matches to be played on the weekend of January the 29th and 30th. In Scotland, Freddie Ljungberg made his debut for Celtic as they won 2-0 at 3rd Division Berwick Rangers in the 4th round of the Scottish Cup. Daniel Majstorovic and Scott Brown scored either side of the interval to ensure the Premier League side came through unscathed. In Spain, Cristiano Ronaldo hit a hat-trick as Real Madrid earned a 4-2 win against a determined Villarreal side on Sunday to reduce Barcelona's La Liga lead back to just 2 points. The Brazilian Kaká scored Madrid's fourth. Leaders Milan needed a stoppage time goal from Zlatan Ibrahimovic to take a share of the points as they were held to a 4-4 draw by Udinese in Italy's Serie A. Milan's advantage at the top is now 4 points after Napoli beat Juventus 3-0. Napoli moved back to second due to Lazio's 2-1 loss at home by lowly Lecce. Inter, the reigning champions, made it 2 wins out of 2 under new coach Leonardo. They won 2-1 at Catania and remain seventh, 11 points behind Milan, but with two games in hand. Saudi Arabia, have sacked their coach Jose Pizarro after they were surprisingly beaten 2-1 by Syria in the opening game at the Asia Cup in Qatar. It was Syria's first win over the Saudis since 1976, and only their second in 24 attempts. Earlier in the same group, an injury-time goal from Maya Yoshida spared the blushes of three-time champions Japan as they scraped to a 1-1 draw with Jordan. A German lawyer has resigned from FIFA's ethics committee in protest at the world football body's apparent failure to tackle corruption. Gunter Hirsch, a former president of Germany's highest appeals court, said FIFA showed no real interest in trying to clean up the organisation. The BBC's Richard Fleming has more.
FIFA president Sepp Blatter has, as recently as last Thursday, labelled critics of the organisation jealous. This followed a swathe of criticism, much of which has been levelled at FIFA following last month's awarding of the 2018 and 2022 World Cups to Russia and Qatar, respectively. Ahead of those decisions, FIFA officials were accused of bribe-taking and vote-trading. It's been easy, though, for Blatter to pull up the drawbridge and fire arrows back at those he deems envious of FIFA's success. This resignation, therefore, from within his own ranks, will weaken the belief that all is well inside FIFA headquarters. Gunter Hirsch is believed to have written to the Ethics Commission President Claudio Sulzer, stating, "The events of the past few weeks have raised and strengthened the impression that responsible persons in FIFA have no real interest in playing an active role in resolving, punishing and avoiding violations against ethic regulations of FIFA." Allegations of corruption within the organisation have long since circulated. The game's all-powerful governing body has in the past presented a united front, that is, until now.
Well, this came on the day that the British Prime Minister David Cameron told the BBC he was personally misled by a number of FIFA executives over England's failed bid to host the 2018 World Cup.
I definitely had a number of those FIFA executives, you know, who looked me in the eye and shook my hand and said, "Don't worry, we're with you." I'm afraid that the world of football governance is rather murky. I don't want to be the one whinging about this, but I mean, I just go back to good, great bid. It was sad to lose, and yes, some people definitely were not straight with us.
Cricket news now, and India beat South Africa by 21 runs in a one-off 2020 international in Durban on Sunday. The match was the last international appearance for the South African paceman, Makhaya Ntini. To golf, and the Open champion, Louis Oosthuizen, won a three-way playoff on the first hole to secure the Africa Open title at the East London Golf Club on Sunday. The South African sank a 12-foot putt on the 18th green to dash the hopes of England's Chris Wood and the Spaniard Manuel Queiroz, who all finished on 16 under par. It was Oosthuizen's first victory since lifting the famous claret jug at St Andrews in July. Meanwhile, at the Royal Trophy event in Thailand, Europe staged a dramatic comeback to win the tournament for the fourth time in five editions of the team competition. Colin Montgomery's side trailed Asia 6-2 going into the final day's eight singles matches, but won six of them and half the other two to complete a remarkable 9-7 triumph. In American football, the Baltimore Ravens were too strong for the Kansas City Chiefs as they won their wildcard playoff game by 30-7 on Sunday. The Ravens will now meet the Pittsburgh Steelers on January the 15th. And in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors won the first of seven matches on Sunday, beating the Sacramento Kings 118-112. Elsewhere, the LA Clippers were convincing 105-91 winners over the Golden State Warriors. Before we go, a reminder that Manchester United, Chelsea and Tottenham have all won their FA Cup third round matches. Manchester City were held to a draw at Leicester City. And that's the latest world sport from the BBC here in London. Thank you.